I'm Dr. Orion Terraband, and this is PsychHacks, Better Living Through Psychology. And the topic of today's short talk is the trap of understanding. So this is something that often comes up in the context of intimate relationships. The foundational cultural assumption here is that when people in a relationship have problems with each other, what is called for is greater understanding. Like, this is basically the assumption upon which couples therapy is based. That if only the other person were to understand why we want what we want or why we do what we do, then the conflict and the disagreements will stop. However, this almost never works the way we think it will, and in this episode, I am going to explain why. Here's a common example of this phenomenon. A man might want more sex from his wife. However, the wife doesn't want more sex from her husband. Instead, she wants him to understand that because of some difficult sexual experiences in her past, or because of her shame-based family of origin, or because of her work-related stress, she can't, read, won't comply with his request. She believes that the problem is not the lack of sex, but her husband's failure to adequately understand why she doesn't want to have sex. And if he did adequately understand her situation, then the problem would go away. Presumably because he would stop wanting to have sex with her. And that's generally not what happens. Now, understanding has its uses. Like, understanding the reasons behind another person's behavior can certainly help you to be more kind, more patient, and more compassionate with that person. When you can appreciate that any individual's response to the present moment is, on some level, rational and comprehensible, given an understanding of this person's programming and experience, then you can treat people with more tolerance and forbearance, if not more love and care. And that is no small thing. However, understanding does nothing to change the need surrounding the behavior that requires understanding. Like, in the example I just gave, understanding why his wife isn't interested in having sex isn't going to change the husband's desire to have sex with his wife. Or to take other examples, understanding why someone, say, flies into a rage or doesn't follow through on commitments or belittles others with sarcasm might allow us to feel some measure of compassion for that person. However, that understanding does nothing to impact our desire to, say, not be yelled at or not be left hanging or not be disrespected. And this is the trap of understanding. Those who beg for the understanding of others on some level are asking other people to change. They are functionally asking other people to accommodate them, which typically requires special consideration and the relinquishment of certain often legitimate desires. These people essentially communicate that I shouldn't have to change. I shouldn't have to heal or examine my programming or process my shame or experiment with new behaviors or courageously face my fears. Everyone else should have to change because I can't. The trap of understanding is not only a way of saying I'm not going to change because I can't, but it's a way of indirectly requesting that everyone else accept this self-diagnosed assessment as well. And the issue is that while some things that people are subject to dealing with really can't be changed, a lot of the things that people beg for understanding about can absolutely be changed. And asking others to change before taking every reasonable measure to first change oneself is actually pretty selfish. Now, before I go any further, if you're liking what you're hearing, please consider sending this episode to someone who might benefit from its message, because it's word-of-mouth referrals like this that really help to make the channel grow. I'm also proud to announce that I'll soon be publishing my book, The Value of Others. So if you'd like to learn more about that, then you can go to my website and sign up for my weekly newsletter. Finally, please fill out an inquiry form on my website if you're interested in booking a paid consultation. The link is in the description. Okay, let's get back to it. Asking others to change is also fairly costly. For example, the husband in the previous example might understand where his wife is coming from, but he still wants to have sex. This makes the relationship more expensive for him. Why? Because he now has to give more. That is, more patience, more tolerance, more compassion for less. in this case, a sexless relationship. Not a very attractive offer, is it? Think of it this way. Imagine you're an employee in a company and you're looking to get a raise. One day you go in to see your boss and you make your request. And the boss responds like this, "Hey, I totally get you. But here's what you need to understand. We've actually had a really tough year. Sales were down and we're already over budget. As much as I'd like to help you out, there just isn't any money for a raise right now. I can't do it. Please understand." And you will understand. You'll likely accept the explanation on face value, and you probably won't push for a raise anymore. You may even offer some words of sympathy or some helpful suggestions. And you may look for another fucking job that pays you what you feel like you deserve. Like, understanding the company's problems does nothing to remove your goal, desire, or need for more money. And this makes it significantly more likely that you're going to seek out another opportunity elsewhere. This is because what your boss is functionally asking you to do is to work at a discount. Like, "I understand that you could potentially make more money elsewhere. I get it. But I'm asking you to work for less here because I'm hoping that you'll understand that we can't give you more and that you'll therefore make an allowance for me. I'm hoping that you'll surrender your desire for more money without noticing that I'm retaining my desire for you to continue to work under our current arrangement." Like, it's certainly not in the employee's long-term best interest to satisfy himself with understanding instead of compensation. Now, is it? On some level, asking to be understood is like asking for a discount or an allowance or an accommodation, all of which make the relationship more expensive for the other person. In many cases, if you're interested in keeping that relationship, it's a better idea to change your own behavior. The fact of the matter is that when people are complicated or difficult or demanding, they're harder to love. Now, if you're not looking to be loved, then just keep on keeping on. However, if you are looking to be loved, then it makes sense to strive to be lovable. And how do you do that? If you're complicated, then make yourself simple. If you're difficult, then make yourself easygoing. And if you're demanding, then make yourself adaptable. It's possible to love anyone. However, it's harder to love difficult, complicated, and demanding people, and it's easier to love simple, easygoing, and adaptable people. Why? Because it's more expensive to love the challenging people. You have to pay more for less with these folks. And is that something that you're very keen on doing? Probably not, right? So it's probably fair to expect that no one else is very keen on doing that for you either. Now, I know that make yourself simple is easy to say and hard to do. But let me tell you, striving in this direction will not only improve the quality of your relationships, it will significantly improve the quality of your own life as well. Like, it's hard to go through life as a complicated person. It's hard to go through life as a difficult person, like in your own subjectivity. It does not feel good to be that person. Most complicated, difficult, and demanding people are not happy and contented individuals. So rather than working to get everyone around you to accommodate your complicated, difficult, and demanding nature, further entrenching it in your behavioral repertoire, it's a better idea to do what you can to work to simplify your own complication, to resolve your own difficulty, and to assuage your own demands. This will not only improve your own subjective experience, it will make it much easier for people to love you and be close to you. Do you understand? What do you think? Does this fit with your own experience? Let me know in the comments below. As always, I appreciate your support and thank you for listening. And now, a word about Stellar. If you're interested in pursuing a master's degree or a doctorate, chances are good that you'll have to take the GRE. Now, before I became a psychologist, I was actually one of the world's top GRE test prep instructors. Over 20 years, I developed a unique and practical system for dismantling every aspect of this test, and I helped thousands of students achieve top percentile scores on the exam. Today, students can learn the same system I used to achieve my own perfect score with Stellar. Stellar GRE, my online GRE self-study program. I personally wrote and designed every aspect of this course. Among other things, it includes a 500-page test prep manual, thousands of practice problems, and several full-length mock exams. Just like my episodes, Stellar is designed to give students the strategies and techniques they need to succeed as clearly and succinctly as possible. And the best part is, Stellar works. My students' average score improvements are higher than my competitors' score guarantees. So create an account and start your free trial today at stellargre.com. Use the code PSYCH for 10% off any membership plan. The link is in the description.